May peace be with you all.
愿大家平安。
Today we are going to elect new council member.
今天我们将要选新的职务会成员。
And this is a young church.
这是一个新的教会。
We have many young workers in this church.
我们在教会里面也有很多年轻的工作人员。
So we are going to study a good example of a son of a prophet.
所以我们今天要查考少年先知的家范。
We know that God disliked the dynasty of Ahab.
我们知道神不喜欢亚哈王朝。
So God asked Elijah to anoint a foreign king, Hushai, to become the king of Aram, to go against Ahab's dynasty.
所以神就高立了一个外国的王，就是亚兰的哈谢，让他来反对亚哈王朝。
God also wanted Elijah to anoint it.Prophet Elisha to succeed him.
同时也以利亚先知也高了以利沙来继承他的先知的位置。
God also wanted Elijah to anoint Jehu become the king of Israel to terminate the dynasty of Ahab.
同时神也让以利沙高以利亚高耶户做以色列的王。
But actually Elijah only went out and anointed Elisha.
但是以利亚他却只是去高了以利沙。
Then the mission was passed down to Elisha. So Elisha went out to the foreign land to anoint Hushai.
所以这个使命最后就传到了以利沙身上，所以是以利沙最后高了亚谢。
哈谢。And then Elisha also sent his one of the son of prophet to anoint Jehu.
然后以利沙也派了一个少年先知去高了耶户。
And today we are going to study a good example of this young prophet or son of prophet. When we say son of prophet, actually it's referring to follower of prophet Elisha. How did he anoint Jehu?
所以我们今天就要谈这个少年先知。我们讲这个少年先知，事实讲的是以利沙的这个跟从者，他是如何来高这个耶户的。
Second King, chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
我们来读列王记下第九章一到四节。
Second King, chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
列王记下九章一到四节。
Second King, chapter 9, verse 1 to 4.
列王记下九章一到四节。
Let's put a bookmark over here.
我们把书签放在这里。
Elisha, the prophet, called one.Of the sons of the prophets, and said to him, Get yourself ready, take this flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramah Gilead. Verse 2. Now, when you arrive at the place, look there for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him rise up from among.His associate and take him to an inner room for three. And take the flask of oil and pour it on the head and say, Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and do not delay. So this is Elisha's command concerning the missionary of the son of prophet.
所以这是以利沙吩咐先知门徒所做的事情。
And this son of prophet indeed followed all the instructions.
而这个先知门徒也确实跟随了他所有的指导。
The first instruction is get yourself ready. In another translation is, gird up your loins.
所以关于他的第一个吩咐是你要束上腰。
You know, to work for the Lord, we need to gird up our loins.
对于我们要为神做工，我们必须要先束上腰。
You know, when Elisha sent out Gehazi to Shunammite's woman, the first thing he asked Gehazi to do was gird up your loins.
当以利沙送基哈西到舒念妇人那里的时候，他要求他做的第一件事情就是束上你的腰。
You know, when Elisha's teacher asked Ahab to go down from the mountain because the rain is going to come.And Elijah also ran after Ahab when it rains.
所以当以利沙的老师以利亚，他让亚哈王下山的时候，因为天上要下雨了，他同时也跟着亚哈王下山。
You know what's the first thing Elijah do when he start to run? He gird up his loins also.
当以利亚他跑之前所做的第一件事情是什么？也是束上他的腰。
So you know, to serve the Lord, gird up loins is very important.
所以我们如果要侍奉主的话，束上腰是非常重要的。
See, for people to fix up this bathroom over there, a lot of heavy work, a lot of heavy duty work, you got to gird up your loins to do it.
我们看到我们如果要修那边的厕所，因为有很多的体力活，那么大家做的第一件事情就是束上腰。
You know, in the, when you want to, serve in the army, they will give you a very big, belt. In Chinese, we call it SEL dai. It's very heavy and very strong belt, so that, you know, a soldier can be curled up.
我们知道我们在军队里面服役的时候，他们也会给你非常重、非常宽的腰带，这样可以把腰束起来。
Even in New Testament time, before Jesus started to serve and washing feet, he also used a belt to gird himself up.
即使是在新约时代，主耶稣当他要来服侍、要来洗脚之前，他也是束上他自己的腰。
So what is the special meaning for young worker in this church, or for all workers in this church? What do we learn from this?
所以，无论是年轻的圣工人员，还是年纪比较长的圣工人员，我们在这里学到的属灵上的教训是什么？
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1:13.
我们翻到彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 1:13.
一章第十三节。
First Peter chapter 1:13.
彼得前书一章十三节。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you.At the revelation of Jesus Christ, Paul says that we shall gird up instead of your body, but your mind. Gird up the loins of your mind.
这里保罗提到，我们要。
I'm sorry, Peter.
这里彼得提到，我们要束上我们心中的腰。
And be sober. It means that you should be sober. You should be alert.
意思是说，我们要谨慎自守。
How many of you, when you go to bed, you will put a belt on your waist?
我们当中有多少人睡觉的时候还会系着腰带？
Usually not, right?
通常不会。
Because you want to relax, you know, you want to enjoy your bed.
因为我们想要放松。
How many of you, when you go out of the room, start work, you really put your belt on?
我们有多少人当我们离开我们的房间要开始工作，就会把腰带束上？
Of course, many men do that because we need to have strength. Because most of the power is lay on our waist over here.
当然很多人都会这样做，因为我们工作需要力量，那我们的力量就是从我们腰而来。
Same token, our mind, we need to use a belt to tie it, to gird it up.
同样的，对我们心也是一样，我们要有一个腰带来把它束起来。
We should be alert and be careful and be sober.
我们应该要谨慎自守。
Concerning the work assigned to us, we shall be watchful.
我们对于我们所被分配的圣工，我们要谨慎。
You know, I sometimes I when I read this verse, I'm thinking what was in Peter's mind when he tried to write this verse.
当我读这一节的时候，我会想彼得写这一段的时候在想什么。
Actually, Peter fell asleep in the mountain of transfiguration. He did not gird himself up.
实际上，彼得在遍帽山上，他睡着了，他并没有把自己。
Actually, Peter fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. He did not know what will happen next hour.That Jesus is going to be captured.
实际上，彼得他在哥西马尼园里面也睡着了，他并不知道下一个小时会发生什么事情。
No, because he falls asleep, he cannot see all the details in the mountain of transfiguration, all the glories that were shown to them.
因为他睡着了，所以他在遍帽山上没有看到所有的细节，没有看到神的荣光。
Because he was asleep, he did not know how agony our Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为他睡着了，他没有看到在哥西马尼园当中主耶稣承受了多大的痛苦。
He was sleeping in his heart. He wouldn't stop Jesus to go into Golgotha to be crucified, and Jesus had to say, "Satan, get out of me."
因为他的心里面是沉睡的，所以他想要阻止主耶稣去哥哥他山，但是主耶稣却对他说，撒旦离开我。
So today, including myself, everyone loves to serve the Lord. We all need to be alert and be sober and to see the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天，包括我们自己，每个想要为神服侍的人都必须要在心中谨慎自守，要能够看到神给我们的方向。
We shall be alert and be a watchman to the brothers and sisters, tell them that you know lions are out there, and be watchful for the lions.
我们必须要谨慎，要成为我们弟兄姐妹的守护者，因为我们知道在外面有狮子要吞掉我们。
Well, if we are not alert, maybe we'll treat lions like a little cat, tender cat, and you know we do not you know, bring the watchful message to our brothers and sisters.
如果我们没有警醒的话，我们会可能会把狮子当成绵羊，没有办法把这个警醒的消息传给我们的弟兄姐妹。
So we shall gird up our loins.
所以我们要约束，我们要束腰。
Now let's go back to chapter 9, Second Kings chapter 9, verse 1-2.
我们现在回到列王记下第九章一到二节。
Now the place, Elisha sent the son of prophet to is called Ramah Gilead.
现在先知以利沙叫先知门徒去的地方，叫做基列的拉莫。
You know, Ramoth Gilead was a battlefield.
基列的拉莫是一个战场。
It was a very dangerous place.
是一个非常危险的地方。
You remember in First King, a prophet saw a scenery in the Heavenly Kingdom.
我们
First King, 哈、huh? ，
在列王记上面有一个先知看到了天国上的。
The Lord was asking all the, you know, angels and satans, maybe, huh?All the spirits surrounding him and telling them that who shall persuade Ahab to go to Ramoth Gilead so that he can fall down over there.
然后主在那里问所有的灵，包括天使的灵和邪灵，问他们谁愿意要去那边，说服亚哈王去基列的拉莫去。
So that you know, he can die over there.
这样他可以在那边死去。
Then a spirit of liars said, "I will go. I will put the spirit of liars into all his false prophets' mouth, and all the false prophets will persuade Ahab to go to Ramoth Gilead."
这样有一个说谎的灵就回答说，我会去，然后让所有的假先知都能去撒谎，说服亚哈王去到基列的拉摩。
Later, indeed, Ahab died in that battle.
后来亚哈确实在那场战争中死去。
Do you know Ahab's son also got hurt seriously by Hushai in this battle?
那亚哈的儿子在这场战争中也被哈谢严重的损伤。
So this is a very, very dangerous place, especially, you know, at that time, Syria was very powerful at that time.
这是一个非常危险的地方，因为那个时候的亚兰人他们非常的有能力。
But this son of prophet,did not care about his own life.
但是这位先知门徒他并不以自己的性命为念。
Can you imagine that he need to go there all by himself?
你们可以想象他其实自己一个人去那里。
If I was him, I would tell to the teacher, "Hey, teacher, why don't you send me in another company?"
如果是我的话，我可能会对我的老师说，为什么不再带让我带上一个同伴呢？
Why don't you send me someone that are more familiar with that dangerous land?
为什么不带送去一个对那边危险的地方更熟悉的人去呢？
I bet he did not know who is Jehu.
我相信他一定不知道谁是耶户。
So he had got to go down to the valley of Jordan River and go up to the hills to you know, place nearby the deserts all by himself.
所以他必须要到约旦河的山谷，然后再又走到高原上面的沙漠。
And maybe you can imagine that, you know, foreigners, soldiers, and foreign soldiers, he may encounter all kinds of difficulties.
我们可以想象他在他的周围都是外国人，也都是外国的士兵，他能够遇见很多的困难。
But he still went to this dangerous situation, a dangerous place.
但是他还是去了那个危险的地方。
Brother, for us to serve the Lord a lot of time, we might encounter many difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，当我们为神服事的时候，很多时候我们会遇到困难。
Even to serve brothers and sisters, sometimes we might receive a lot of criticism.
即使只是服侍弟兄姐妹，我们也有可能接受到很多批评。
Actually, maybe it's a misunderstanding. Maybe people try to suggest us to something, but into our heart, when listen to it, maybe we feel a little bit hurt.
也许只是一些误解，也许只是弟兄姐妹向我们建议什么东西，但是我们听到的时候，心中会有些受伤。
So really, a lot of people, they are so scared to be elected as a council member.
真的，很多人他们都害怕被选为职务会成员。
But this young prophet, he did not care about his own life.
但是这位
This son of prophet did not care about his own life.
但是这位先知门徒他却不以自己的性命为念。
His heart is trying to finish the mission entrusted to him.
他的心里面想要完成神给他的使命。
So brethren, let us not look at, let us not to be timid.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要害怕。
We can see it's a very, if it is assigned by the Lord will take care of his job.
我们知道，如果这是神给我们的使命的话，那么神也会照看。
So let us be of good courage and assume the responsibility, even though it's going to be very difficult or maybe very dangerous.
那我们也要 变得勇敢来接受这个职责，即使是非常难或者是非常危险。
And let's read 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 5 to 10.
我们现在读列王记下第九章第五到第十节。
5 to 10.
五到十节。
And when he arrived, there was a captain of army sitting, and he said, I have a message for you, commander. Jehu said, for which one of us? And he said, for you, commander, 6. And he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head, and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. 7. You shall strike down the house of Ahab, your master, and I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Verse 8. All the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I shall cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free. Verse 9. So I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasa, the son of Ahia. 10. The dog shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. This is what the missionary that he had, this is how he done his missionary. He speak faithfully concerning what he shall said. You can understand that, you know, even Jehu knew this message before this young prophet came.
我们可能知道耶户在这个少年先知来之前就已经知道这个信息。
If he speak anything wrong, actually Jehu was able to know.
如果他说了什么错话的话，耶户马上就能知道。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道？
Please read chapter 9 verse 25.
我们来读第九章第二十五节。
9:25.
九章二十五节。
This is what Jehu talked to his companions, yeah.
这是耶户对他的军长说的。
25. Then Jehu said to Bichri, his captain, "Pick him up and throw him into the threat of the field of Nabal, the Jezreelites. For remember what you and I was riding together behind Ahab his father, and the Lord."Let this burden upon him. You see, when Jehu and his captain follow Ahab, they already heard the similar message of this young prophet. Actually, the same message they were heard from Elijah himself.
实际上，当耶户和亚哈和他的军长跟随亚哈的时候，已经听到以利亚对亚哈所说的话。
Elijah already pronounced the future concerning the destiny that his household shall be.
以利亚已经预言了他亚哈一家所要遭受的。
So this son of prophet simply repeated the same message.
所以这位先知门徒只是重复了相同的信息。
See today for us to serve the Lord, we shall need just did it faithfully according to what is given to us.
所以我们今天要做我们自己的使命的完成我们的任务的时候，一定要非常信实的去完成。
You know, when any one of us who speak on the podium, who speak against the teaching of the Bible, actually the audience is able to tell.
我们每任何一个人站在讲堂上讲道的时候，如果是违反圣经的教训的话，实际上下面的听众都能够听出来。
Because many audience over here, they have the guidance of Holy Spirit.
因为很多的听众在这里都有圣灵的同住。
So a lot of worker over here, we are merely lips of God.
所以我们很多的工人只是神的嘴唇而已。
You know, we just faithfully proclaim what is right according to the Bible.
我们只需要信实的根据圣经来宣讲什么是对的。
Paul says that what God requires from a worker is his faithfulness.
保罗说，神向他的工人所需要的只是他的信实。
As long as we try our best to do what is entrusted to us,
只要我们尽我们最大的努力去完成交托给我
们。As long as our conscience is very clear,
只要我们的良心是非常清醒。
Paul says that even though people criticize me or comment anything about me, but I care very little about those comments.Or those criticism.
保罗说，即使有人批评我，那我也不在意。
Because I don't even evaluate myself.
因为我甚至不自己判断我自己。
Because I will try my best to do whatever is assigned to me, and nobody know how much I truly offer my best.
因为我已经尽力做交托给我的任务，我没有人知道我尽了多大的努力。
So he says that even though sometimes I do not, he did not feel he was wrong, but he cannot be justified because he did not feel he was wrong.
所以他说，虽然我不觉得自己有错，但我也不能因此称义。
This is a very striking sentence to me.
对我来讲，这是对我非常大的一个对非常大的。
In my personal missionary, a lot of time, I don't think I was wrong, but you know, I cannot be justified because even though I don't think I was wrong.
在我个人的圣公生涯当中，虽然很多时候我不觉得自己有错，但是也不能因此称义。
So we just do our best, let the Lord evaluate us.
所以我们只要做我们自己，尽我们自己最大的努力，让主来判断我们。
Angel is watching, devil is watching, man is watching. No problem. I'm only a player in the spectacle in a play. Yeah.
天使在看，魔鬼在看，人也在看，没有关系，因为我只是这个人生戏场的一个。
I will try my best to finish the race that is given to me.
我只会尽我最大的努力来完成我的赛跑。
I think this is the heart of the son of the prophet.
我相信这就是这位先知门徒的心。
Faithfully speaking what is given to us.
信实的去传达我的交托给我们的信
息。Then you notice that he was requested after you preach the message, you shall run, flee immediately.
然后我们注意到，当他传完信息之后，很快就逃跑了。
His teacher tell him run.
他的老师让他逃跑。
And he really indeed he run away.
而他也确实就跑开了。
Why it is so important to run?
为什么逃跑这么重要？
Because you got to understand he was in a very dangerous situation.
因为我们要理解这是一个非常危险的境地。
Do you know to deal with king or those people with authority? It is very dangerous.
大家知道要去与那些王传话，或者是与那些有权威的人传话，是。
Do you remember another man of God who went to warn to Jeroboam?
大家记不记得另外一位神人，他去向耶罗伯安传警告
？And the Lord asked him, "Do not eat and drink, and run away from Bethel when after you finish the mission."
神让他结束之后不要吃也不要喝，马上离开。
But he did not run away immediately. He sit under the tree. So that Satan got opportunity to capture him.
但是他并没有马上离开，而是坐在一棵树下休息，所以撒旦就有机会抓住他。
Later on, he got eaten by a lion because of that.
最后因为这样，他被一只狮子攻击死掉。
If you follow the story, you understand later on, Joseph, the first command that Joseph given was that not detain everybody from the army from this place.Ramoth Gilead, do not allow anyone to go away.
如果我们再继续查考的话，耶户他的第一个命令就是不要让任何一位在这个激烈的拉莫的战士离开。
Why?
为什么？
Because he's afraid that some spy might go to warn the king. Because now he determined to assess to kill the king. Some people might, you know, go away and to Jezreel.To warn the king, then he cannot finish his missionary, his commission.
因为他现在已经下决心，他要取这个王位，所以他害怕有人到耶斯列那边去警告王。
So nobody shall go away.
所以他不愿意让任何一个人
离开。So no, warning is very important for this son of prophet.
所以这位先知门徒对他来说，逃跑是非常重要的。
Today, after we finish the word of God,
当今天当我们完成神的工作
，we shall mentality of hiding.
我们必须有这样一个藏的这种理念。
You know, we are only a vessel.
我们只是神的器皿。
Nothing to boast about.
没有什么可夸口的。
So everybody got to learn from the Sapphira. Two wings to fly, two wings cover our face, and two wings covers our feet.
所以每个人都要向撒拉弗学习，我们要有两个翅膀遮住我们的手和两个翅膀遮住我们的脚。
The greatest problem for myself and for many other workers is that we might be proud of ourselves.
我们圣工人员最大的问题是我们有可能会变得骄傲。
As a worker, we don't ask for any money. Everybody will not do anything for the Lord if they are looking for money.
作为圣工人员，我们要求的都不是钱。
But we are very afraid that, you know, unconsciously we try to build up our own image.
但是我们都很害怕，我们在潜意识里面想要建立我们自己的形象。
Try to steal the glory from the Lord.
要来偷取神的荣耀。
See how much I've done for this local area.
看我为这个当地教会做了多大的贡献。
Then really, we really fall short of God's grace if we have that kind of mentality.
但是如果我们真的有这样的想法的话，就亏欠了神的荣耀。
So run.
所以我们要逃跑。
Otherwise, we'll get captured by the pride.
否则我们就会被我们的骄傲所
抓住。Pride is like a tumor, like a cancer.
而骄傲就好像是一个肿瘤一样。
It will ruin our spirituality.
他们会毁掉我们的灵性。
So let every one of us try to serve the Lord humbly.
所以让我们每一个人都能够谦卑的来侍奉神。
As long as we finish our race, we hide.
只要我们完成了我们的赛跑，我们就藏起来。
Next mission is given to us.
直到下一个工作交托在我们手上。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下祷告。
May the Lord continue to guide our general meeting.
愿神继续带领我们的信徒大会。
Let's kneel down.
我们一起祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。